It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job.
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
You enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not darn quick.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
You like that, Rich?
Don't get him started.
Up until that point, it was awesome.
Oh, no. All right. Well, it's time for the e-break. It's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and by Crawford Services AC Heating and Plumbing. We're going to give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. By the way, Razor coming up at 8:15 this morning. Talk about the Stars
See,
and Abs.
Talk about
yes, going to Game 7. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. Hardline's had a lot of entries here in the last four months or so.
They're not good. They're not good broadcasters.
Between Davey and Corby, who are high-volume shooters.
Davey's an intentional volume shooter, for
yes,
sure.
Yes, and then Bob, for whatever reason, has stepped in it a bunch this year. Well, here's Davey again, as they're talking about the fact that Steve Nash is now going to join Dirk on Amazon NBA broadcast next year.
Yeah, you know.
So we'll see those two together again. I think they're going to work together. But they started coming up with former Mavericks who they could get on Amazon, and Davey had this very unfortunate guess.
And so Dirk went on Twitter and said, now I have to carry this guy again like I did 25 years ago.
Kind of awesome.
Yeah. Good nut kick by Dirk there.
That'll be cool. I mean, I don't know what they're expecting by way of audience, by way of trying to take a chunk out of what TNT does. I don't know. I mean, I'll watch just because Dirk's on there. But I have no expectations whatsoever.
Any word about Samaki Walker or Eric Strickland?
I don't believe
the
they're going to
back
make
together.
The cut.
Maybe Eric Montrose.
Maybe Hubert Davis.
While we're at it.
Checking in.
See, what's Carolina Sean Bradley coach? Doing these days?
Well, Dave, he's paralyzed.
Jeez.
Why are you smiling?
He forgot.
Or did I?
No.
We're still on the air.
All right. On that note, go Dirk and go Nash.
God, they tried to put a button on that at the end. Dave.
Did he forget?
I don't know, because he whispered, did I? He's a crazy person.
I think he did know what happened to Sean Bradley.
What's
and
wrong
he,
with
was,
him?
He was being a
would
shock
you,
jock.
Would you have a rant talk with him? Only you can get through to him.
I can't get through to him. There's no getting through
to him. There's no joking needed for him.
No.
That's just...
That, the Sean Bradley story is so depressing.
Oh.
He was out riding his bike and got hit by a car.
Yes.
And he's quadriplegic?
Yeah. And married, and he and his wife have a lot of kids, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. And she's tiny.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like 5'2 or something.
Yeah. So now they see eye to eye.
Dave, candidate number one.
Raise the children the right
thought,
way.
Do not have
close.
A talk
no,
with Dave.
No.
Do not have a talk with Dave. You've had far too many. Candidate number two comes to us from our draft coverage, which was awesome last weekend. But they started to get a little punchy day two and day three. I think this is from day two. This is a word, but everyone doubted it was a word by the way David Moore said it.
It's not Shadur's fault. But I do feel like his dad doing interviews last year where he's going to tell what cities Shadur is going to play in.
Did him no favors.
Right.
It didn't.
I mean, they overplayed their hand so badly that you feel horrible for the kid.
Yeah,
every NFL team is very hierarchical. And it's also, I know I'm angled that word, but let's keep going. But it's like, you know, in a lot of ways, it's very militaristic in structure, right?
You nailed that one.
And you said it.
Yeah, you can do militaristic.
Yeah.
But hierarchical.
Hierarchical is a word.
It is?
Yeah, that is?
Yes.
Well, not the way he said it.
The nature of hierarchy.
Say it again.
Hierarchical. That is a word.
That's not what he said.
I always thought it was hierarchical.
That's the correct one.
Hierarch. Keith Cole. Yes, you're right. That's the way to say it. But no one can say it. No one can say it. Say
pronunciation.
It hierarchical.
You right? Bet it's a hard one, especially for Scooby-Doo. There's no way he can
yes,
say that.
Yes, it is difficult for a dog to say it. Yes.
All right, one more time.
It's not Shadur's fault, but I do feel like his dad doing interviews last year where he's going to tell what cities Shadur's going to play in.
Did him no favors.
Right.
It didn't.
I mean, they overplayed their hand so badly that you feel horrible for the kid.
Yeah, every Shador. NFL team is very hierarchical. And it's also, I know I mangled that word, but let's keep going. But it's like, you know, in a lot of ways, it's very militaristic in structure, right?
You nailed that one.
And you said it.
I love the quick correction of yourself. I mangled that word, but let's just let
mangle that foul.
It's like when you're playing one-on-one and you call your own foul.
Yeah, that's me.
That's what David did there.
That's me. My bad. There's David, candidate number two. So we have Dave and David. And now we have Ducey. Mike Ducey sitting in the last couple of days, and we started talking about how DJs sometimes have fake names, and I said there used to be a rule about that, and Mike told us where apparently he used to live.
Why was Michael such a huge fake last name there for a while in radio and TV?
I don't know. Apparently the deal, and then we hear it in country music, it was take your middle name and what street you're on.
What street you grew up on?
Yeah, you grew up on.
Would that have really worked for me?
Hey, Willie Kiowa with you here.
Willie Kiowa.
Hey, Frank Slippery Knob. Good morning.
Whoa.
You lived on Slippery Knob?
No, but somebody did, somebody, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. He did in his adulthood. That got him through the 80s. Lived on a steady diet of that. Okay, all right. Can we please talk about Williams Martin Sanchez Lopez?
Okay. Man, there's nothing better than the Ducey cackle. It's so great.
Okay, by the way, that name I said at the end, I had mentioned earlier. That's not just my way to get out of any conversation.
Oh,
it's just, hey, can
know.
We talk about Williams, Lopez, Sanchez?
Yeah, that's a weird way to redirect.
Why did the first one
go to conversational off ramp?
The first one that came to mind for Mike.
That's Mike. That's how he thinks.
Yeah.
And then he's done for the segment.
That cackle is so great. All right, one more time, real quick.
Why was Michael such a huge fake last name there for a while in radio and TV?
I don't know. Apparently the deal, and then we hear it in country music, it was take your middle name and what street you're on.
What street you grew up on?
Yeah, you grew up on.
Would that have really worked for me?
Hey, Willie Kiowa with you here.
Willie Kiowa.
Hey, Frank Slippery Knob. Good morning.
Whoa.
You lived on Slippery Knob?
No, but somebody did,
somebody,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did in his adulthood. That got him through the 80s. Lived on a steady diet of that. Okay, all right. Can we please talk about Williams Martin Sanchez Lopez?
Okay. Such a strange.
That sounded insane.
Oh, Williams Martin.
Oh, man. All right. Hey, is what? It Dave, David, or Ducey? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello. Good morning, Joe.
Wow. Right out of the gate, it's Brady Tom. How about that?
Yes, it's Brady Tom. How did you know?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Very good day. Happy Friday. You know, I like the deuce on that, but I like high Urkel, but I think we're going to go with Slippery Knob.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello? Hi, musers.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Who is this?
It's Bloody Murder Girl.
Oh, no.
What are you doing this morning?
What?
What grade are you in?
I have a few reasons I can't say. Actually, I'm in sixth grade. I vote for Ducey. Bloody murder!
Whoa. Gosh. You heard her, Rich? sixth grader. Drives by about every 6 weeks and just freaks us all out.
Bloody murder.
Yeah, it's so creepy.
What you've done to people around here, Gordon.
Oh, it is. It's him. Hi. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, what are my choices again?
Oh, my gosh. We don't have time. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
I think that David wins.
David Moore?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You think he wins? Is that a vote for him? Or?
Hi, you're on Ticket AM, FM, and the stream.
Hey, good morning, guys. I will take the great Mike Ducey.
Okay. There you go. Thank you so much. Great. Hello. You're on America's favorite radio station. Lane?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, who you vote for?
Hey, Georgie. How you doing?
It's
Hey. Katy
Perry. Oh, it's Katy Perry.
Oh, it's hey, Katy.
Yeah,
how are you?
She's mad at you, I think.
No, I defended her.
Yeah, no. I'm glad that Judge Jones is behind me. She's giving me power and support, just trusting for my future. Okay. I appreciate you, Jeb.
Need a vote.
Oh, I want to vote for, let's vote for that Davey Lane.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the Real Piper's dad. Shout out to Billy and Joel. They wanted to vote for the Slippery Knob.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah, I like cackling when I take a deuce.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey. We have ourselves a winner!
Why was Michael such a huge fake last name there for a while in radio and TV?
I don't know. Apparently the deal, and then we hear it in country music, it was take your middle name and what street you're on.
What street you grew up on?
Yeah, you grew up on.
Would that have really worked for me?
Hey, Willie Kiowa with you here.
Willie Kiowa.
Hey, Frank Slippery Knob. Good morning.
Whoa. You lived on Slippery Knob?
No, but somebody did,
somebody,
I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did in his adulthood. That got him through the 80s. Lived on a steady diet of that. Okay. Okay, all right. Can we please
got him through the 80s?
Can we please talk about Williams Martin Sanchez Lopez?
Okay. How many wins is that for the Deuce?
That is Mike Ducey's sixth all-time e-break win. He is now 133 behind the all-time leader Norman Slippery Knob Hitzkiss.
Okay.
That's a pretty high percentage based on his number of hours of broadcasting here.
Absolutely.